Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is the last one, is David Linden.
Good morning.
It's been a great morning, and of course, this is the Christina Liu Show.
Yay!
Which, and it's the second segment. Okay.
This is so exciting now. I love it.
We have to get balloons.
Sign autographs.
I know.
So there's nothing else for me to say. Go ahead, Christina.
Well, let's clap again. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, tis the season. I can't believe it's actually not still summertime. It's like finally hitting me that Thanksgiving is next week, and I got to get up on my holiday shopping as well. And, you know, it's also a time to, you know, I wish everyone would give back like all year long, but this is the season that people tend to do that. And I just want to remind everyone that we're having a veterans donation drive. The town is hosting, and it benefits the Northport VA Medical Center. It's going to run through December 10th, and they're looking for a lot of personal care items like unscented body lotion, brushes and combs, deodorant, shaving cream, nail clippers. I mean, there's a whole list of things. And I like that coffee made the list, too.
So, coffee?
Yeah, so that's definitely. And it's just what I also thought was nice, too, is that they're asking to collect different phone cards and postage stamps, to assist in this cause, because, you know, especially the veterans, they've, you know, dedicated mm-hmm. their life to, you know, protecting the country, and it's just nice to give back and help them. So there's going to be different donation boxes all throughout the town, so please call through on one. I know our office at Clinton G. Martin Park has one, so, you know, you're in the store, something's
right.
on sale, there might be a, you know, toothpaste on sale, you know, just pick up something.
Buy an extra one, sure.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
just
it's
anything.
It's simple.
Absolutely.
When you think, you know, just
right.
a matter of getting
it to
your mind.
Right, and, you know, if everybody just gave one thing, you know, I mean, we could have a lot of stuff. So.
Yes.
Definitely call 311 if you need more information about that. And on the topic with veterans, Project Independence, we have a caseworker now who is full steam ahead with this. Her name's Gail Sellis. She's actually one of our caseworkers, but now she's also going to be providing services to veterans in the town, and it's of all ages, which, you know, is absolutely
huge. Was that in the paper?
Yes.
Okay, I do remember seeing it. I didn't know if it was online.
Yeah,
or
we've
the paper.
Been getting. You know, they've been especially. I think what's amazing is that it's going to be for all ages.
Right.
You know, which is just absolutely incredible, because it's definitely a hard system to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know where to go. And I think that, you know, now they can call 311, they'll be directed to Gail, and she knows a lot of this, you know, anyway. She's a JASA caseworker, which is wonderful.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's been trained in all different aspects of
yeah,
things.
Knowing where to go and what questions
it's to a very
ask.
Hard, you
it's
know,
so
and
hard.
What I think is extremely important also is that, you know, there's a lot of forms that you have to fill out and applications, and she will be able to follow up on it. You know, sometimes you'll send in something, you never hear from it, you don't know, you know, so she'll be the person that will keep track of it so it doesn't get lost in the whole thing. And there's a lot that veterans, including spouses of veterans, qualify for. You know, a lot of spouses have no idea. They think, oh, well, I wasn't the veteran, so I don't, you know, get certain things. But there's a lot out there, and she's going to, like, a lot of training. She's making connections in the community with the American Legions and the VFWs out there. So she'll be going and just gathering all of her resources. And we're just really excited, because it's a new initiative. And
it's an important
it's just,
one.
Yeah, it really is. You know. And it's just it's going to be wonderful. So please, if you have any resources or if you need help, just call 311 and we'll get you connected to Gail. So
perfect.
That's everybody. What else do we have hot on this topic? We have our Kate Beckman, who we love dearly, who's been on our show numerous times with the Port Washington Play Troupe, but she's going to be doing these free holiday wishes and dreams cabaret shows, which should be really exciting. I want to try and get to one of them. And November 22nd, which is Sunday, she's going to have one at Rockville Center Public Library at 2 p.m., and then she's going to have one on December 13th at the Glen Cove Public Library at 2 p.m., and they're both free and open to the public, and she's extremely, extremely talented, so I'm sure these shows are going to be really incredible.
They should be. She's any time. Well, I went to the show, one of the shows, but when she's on the air here, she is absolutely dynamic. So
yeah,
I'd love
and she's
to see
just
one of these
she's
shows.
Like a wonder, and I think it's great. You know, it's a free event, and
right.
like I said, is that, you know, if you're in the area, and, you know, especially, you know, Glen Cove's not far from North Hempstead, so it's definitely worth checking out. If you need any more information about that, you could always call 311 and we'll put you in the right place. Supervisor Bosworth, also, we have brought this up before. There's been a partnership with Adelphi University on hurricane preparedness, a grant the town received to do this different thing. So there's a PSA going on telling you about all the things you need to prepare and have in your emergency preparedness kit, which is, I always laugh. You know, my husband is Mr. Preparer as well. He's all about the emergency kit. So, if, you know, for his birthday, we did a whole backpack. We have all of our things in gear. I was like laughing. I was like, this is what I do at Project Independence.
For his next birthday, buy him an emergency.
That there is. Yeah, hopefully we don't ever have to use this backpack. It's a very nice backpack, but hopefully it stays closed. But it's really, really important because, like I say, especially in Project Independence, we're always, always stressing to everyone, like, you don't want the emergency to happen and try to get ready for it. We're all about being prepared, you know, and that could be part of your circle of support even. You know?
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, we always say, you know, it's like, it's just knowing what to do in the situation before you're actually in the situation.
Yeah. What do we have to be prepared for in 136 days?
4 months. It's tax time. Am I right?
Christina's birthday.
Oh. Our younger daughter, when she was about 4 years old, she came down the stairs one day. Do you know what's in 314 days?
Christina's birthday.
She had a... Wow, it's, you know, it's really rapidly, but at this rate, it'll be here next week. I mean, I'm still confused.
It's fine. When I do the numbers, like, my God, we're going to be in single digits soon.
I love it. I think for, you know, taxes, I think my birthday's a little, you know, a happier occasion than taxes.
I would say so too. And better returns.
Yes, that's right. That's very exciting. I'm going to have to write that one down. We'll be celebrating that later today. But yes, so I just wanted to also remind everyone, you know, about the, you could check out the PSAs for the hurricane preparedness. It's on a lot
Tell
of the-
Tell people what a PSA is.
Oh, the public service announcements. There's going to be, it's going to be on the cable channel and Verizon Fios as well. And, you know, they'll go over different items that should be in your kit. And what's also great is that through this grant, a lot of our department heads were trained on how to prepare for an emergency and emergency management. You know, we were actually just talking about, you know, with the anniversary of Hurricane Sandy that was, you know, not too long ago. It was, I just remember all hands were on deck, you know, and we were in that call center and it was amazing because North Hempstead had the call center and no other township had that. So we were getting calls from all over the place, you know, and it was just nice because at that, you know, you just wanted to talk to a human being.
Right.
And, you know, we were able to get them connected, you know, even outside of the town too. I mean, the amount of calls we got from Long Beach was, you know, incredible. So it's just great. So now the town has, you know, we have the emergency management department who has plans for different things. So
yeah, they're good.
It really is. It's a really nice, you know, we've had Matt Tamaris on the radio show a bunch of times talking on, you know, on different topics. And it's just, like I said, the whole town, you know, is each department in its own way is focused on, you know, preparing for certain things and just helping the residents, which I think is amazing. So,
well, you know what? People have to listen too.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear something coming, the one thing that Matt has brought up in the past is when they tell you to evacuate an area and
get
they
moving.
Don't, it's such a shame because then you're obligated to go in and help that person, but it's taken from other people that really
and
respected
putting,
the rule
and
are in trouble
themselves
also.
At risk.
100%. You're right. That's true.
Yeah. And there's, you know, and it, you know, especially too, there's a lot of material on different things to do to be prepared, you know, and I know that the town, if you call 311, they have their own kind of booklet to, you know, a little checklist for you as well. So it's just important, especially, you know, a lot of people might have different health concerns and there's different lists you can get on, you know, whether it's through, you know, PSEG, I know has a list, and then, you know, the different fire departments too. And what's great in Project Independence is that a lot of our nurses and social workers have lists of, you know, people to check on as well. So we're able to prepare. So before, you know, when you hear about something, they'll call in and check in, and it makes a big difference just to remind people, you know, get a plan in action.
That's an amazing thing. I didn't know that until a meeting a couple of months ago where actually PI people call out in anticipation to people they have on their list.
Right, and then it's, you know, and then a lot of people, you know, will say, oh, great, you know, I'm going to go stay with my daughter, or I'm going to go here. You know, so it's just getting them reminded. You know, we say, do you have batteries? Do you have this? You know, do you have that? And it's really a great service. And, you know, through 311, we're able to kind of connect all these pieces. So That's that. And if anyone has any question, what you take away is you call 311. We just want everyone to know your mouth is a lot. Or five. There we go.
516-8-866-311.
Yep.
6311.
That's right. Because I know I left, so a lot of people be like, oh, I called and I'm connected to the city. So, you know, if you're calling from a cell phone or something, or even some, you know, I know in Great Neck sometimes it's an issue as well. But just that's what it is. It's 869-6311.
Yep.
Look at the time already.
Oh, my God. Time
flies. It's unbelievable. Yeah. But basically, we have to wrap up today.
Yeah.
On behalf of Supervisor Judy Bosworth and the town of North Hempstead, we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
Okay. And that's basically it. The Viscotti Center has, I see, that was there.
Yes.
A quick.
Yes, that's going to actually be. It's tonight, 5:30 to 6:30. It's a free discussion. They're going to be talking about financial planning and trust for people with disabilities. So they'll be going over all different things.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to check out if it pertains to you or someone in your family.
Absolutely. And any information anybody needs at any time, just call 311. That's it. You've been listening to
Happy
Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great week, everybody.